Gods of the Clouds, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Clouds, first. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Sarvati in Jeta's Grove, an Atapindika's monastery. There the Buddha addressed the mendicants. Mendicants? Venerable sir, they replied. The Buddha said this. Mendicants, there are these four kinds of clouds. What four? One thunders but doesn't rain. One rains but doesn't thunder. One neither thunders nor rains. And one both rains and thunders. These are the four kinds of clouds. In the same way, these four people, similar to clouds, are found in the world. What for? One thunders but doesn't rain. One rains but doesn't thunder. One neither thunders nor rains. And one both rains and thunders. And how does a person thunder but not rain? It's when a person is a talker, not a doer. That's how a person thunders but doesn't rain. That person is like a cloud that thunders but doesn't rain, I say. And how does a person rain but not thunder? It's when a person is a doer, not a talker. And how does a person neither thunder nor rain? It's when a person is neither a talker nor a doer. And how does a person both thunder and rain? It's when a person is both a talker and a doer. These four people, similar to clouds, are found in the world. Clouds, second. Mendicants, there are these four kinds of clouds. What four? One thunders but doesn't rain. One rains but doesn't thunder. One neither thunders nor rains, and one both rains and thunders. These are the four kinds of clouds. In the same way, these four people, similar to clouds, are found in the world. What for? One thunders but doesn't rain. One rains but doesn't thunder. One neither thunders nor rains, and one both rains and thunders. And how does a person thunder but not rain? It's when a person memorizes the teaching, statements, songs, discussions, verses, inspired exclamations, legends, stories of past lives, amazing stories, and classifications. But they don't truly understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. That's how a person thunders but doesn't rain. That person is like a cloud that thunders but doesn't rain, I say. And how does a person rain but not thunder? It's when a person doesn't memorize the teaching, statements, songs, discussions, verses, inspired exclamations, legends, stories of past lives, amazing stories, and classifications. But they truly understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering. This is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. And how does a person neither thunder nor rain? It's when a person doesn't memorize the teaching, statements, songs, discussions, verses, inspired exclamations, legends, stories of past lives, amazing stories, and classifications. Nor do they truly understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering. This is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. And how does a person both thunder and rain? It's when a person memorizes the teaching, statements, songs, discussions, verses, inspired exclamations, legends, stories of past lives, amazing stories, and classifications. And they truly understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering. This is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. These four people, similar to clouds, are found in the world. Pots. Mendicants, there are these four pots. What for? Covered but hollow. uncovered but full, uncovered and hollow, and covered and full. These are the four pots. In the same way, these four people, similar to pots, are found in the world. What for? Covered but hollow, uncovered but full, uncovered and hollow, and covered and full. And how is a person covered but hollow? It's when a person is impressive, when going out and coming back, when looking ahead and aside, when bending and extending the limbs, and when bearing the outer robe, bowl, and robes. But they don't truly understand, this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. That's how a person is covered but hollow. That person is like a pot that's covered but hollow, I say. And how is a person uncovered but full? It's when a person is not impressive, when going out and coming back, when looking ahead and aside, when bending and extending the limbs, and when bearing the outer robe, bowl, and robes. But they truly understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. And how is a person uncovered and hollow? It's when a person is not impressive, when going out and coming back, when looking ahead and aside, when bending and extending the limbs, and when bearing the outer robe, bowl, and robes. Nor do they truly understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. And how is a person covered and full? It's when a person is impressive, when going out and coming back, when looking ahead and aside, when bending and extending the limbs, and when bearing the outer robe, bowl, and robes. And they truly understand, this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. These four people, similar to pots, are found in the world. Lakes. Mendicants, there are these four lakes. What for? One is shallow, but appears deep. One is deep, but appears shallow. One is shallow, and appears shallow. And one is deep, and appears deep. These are the four lakes. In the same way, these four people, similar to lakes, are found in the world. What for? One is shallow, but appears deep. One is deep, but appears shallow. One is shallow and appears shallow, and one is deep and appears deep. And how is a person shallow but appears deep? It's when a person is impressive, when going out and coming back, when looking ahead and aside, when bending and extending the limbs, and when bearing the outer robe, bowl, and robes. But they don't really understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering. This is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. That's how a person is shallow but appears deep. That person is like a lake that's shallow but appears deep, I say. And how is a person deep but appears shallow? It's when a person is not impressive, when going out and coming back, when looking ahead and aside, when bending and extending the limbs, and when bearing the outer robe, bowl, and robes. But they really understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. And how is a person shallow and appears shallow? It's when a person is not impressive, when going out and coming back, when looking ahead and aside, when bending and extending the limbs, and when bearing the outer robe, bowl, and robes. Nor do they really understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering. This is the cessation of suffering. This is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. And how is a person deep and appears deep? It's when a person is impressive, when going out and coming back, when looking ahead and aside, when bending and extending the limbs, and when bearing the outer robe, bowl, and robes. And they really understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering. This is the cessation of suffering. This is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. These four people, similar to lakes, are found in the world. Mangoes. Mendicants, there are these four mangoes. What for? One is unripe, but seems ripe. One is ripe, but seems unripe. One is unripe, and seems unripe. And one is ripe, and seems ripe. These are the four mangoes. In the same way, these four people, similar to mangoes, are found in the world. What for? One is unripe, but seems ripe. One is ripe, but seems unripe. One is unripe, and seems unripe. And one is ripe, and seems ripe. And how is a person unripe, but seems ripe? It's when a person is impressive, when going out and coming back, when looking ahead and aside, when bending and extending the limbs, and when bearing the outer robe, bowl and robes. But they don't really understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. That's how a person is unripe, but seems ripe. That person is like a mango that's unripe, but seems ripe, I say. And how is a person ripe, but seems unripe? It's when a person is not impressive, when going out and coming back, when looking ahead and aside, when bending and extending the limbs, and when bearing the outer robe, bowl and robes. But they really understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. And how is a person unripe and seems unripe? It's when a person is not impressive, when going out and coming back, when looking ahead and aside, when bending and extending the limbs, and when bearing the outer robe, bowl and robes. Nor do they really understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. And how is a person ripe and seems ripe? It's when a person is impressive, when going out and coming back, when looking ahead and aside, when bending and extending the limbs, and when bearing the outer robe, bowl and robes. And they really understand, this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. These four people, similar to mangoes, are found in the world. Mice. Mendicants, there are these four kinds of mice. What for? One makes a hole but doesn't live in it. One lives in a hole but doesn't make it. One neither makes a hole nor lives in it, and one both makes a hole and lives in it. These are the four kinds of mice. In the same way, these four people, similar to mice, are found in the world. What for? One makes a hole but doesn't live in it. One lives in a hole but doesn't make it. One neither makes a hole nor lives in it, and one both makes a hole and lives in it. And how does a person make a hole but not live in it? It's when a person memorizes the teaching, statements, songs, discussions, verses, inspired exclamations, legends, stories of past lives, amazing stories and classifications. But they don't really understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. That's how a person makes a hole but doesn't live in it. That person is like a mouse that makes a hole but doesn't live in it, I say. And how does a person live in a hole but not make it? It's when a person doesn't memorize the teachings, statements, songs, discussions, verses, inspired exclamations, legends, stories of past lives, amazing stories and classifications, but they really understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. And how does a person neither make a hole nor live in it? It's when a person doesn't memorize the teaching, statements, songs, discussions, verses, inspired exclamations, legends, stories of past lives, amazing stories, and classifications. Nor do they really understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. And how does a person both make a whole and live in it? It's when a person memorizes the teaching, statements, songs, discussions, verses, inspired exclamations, legends, stories of past lives, amazing stories, and classifications, and they really understand this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. These four people, similar to mice, are found in the world. Oxen. Mendicants, there are these four kinds of oxen. What for? One hostile to its own herd, not others. One hostile to other herds, not its own. One hostile to both its own herd and others. And one hostile to neither its own herd nor others. These are the four kinds of oxen. In the same way, these four people, similar to oxen, are found in the world. What for? One hostile to their own herd, not others. One hostile to other herds, not their own. One hostile to both their own herd and others. And one hostile to neither their own herd nor others. And how is a person hostile to their own herd, not others? It's when a person intimidates their own followers, not the followers of others. That's how a person is hostile to their own herd, not others. That person is like an ox that's hostile to its own herd, not others. And how is a person hostile to other herds, not their own? It's when a person intimidates the followers of others, not their own. And how is a person hostile to both their own herd and others? It's when a person intimidates their own followers and the followers of others. And how is a person hostile to neither their own herd nor others? It's when a person doesn't intimidate their own followers or the followers of others. These four people, similar to oxen, are found in the world. Trees. Mendicants, there are these four kinds of tree. What for? One is a softwood surrounded by softwoods. One is a softwood surrounded by hardwoods. One is a hardwood surrounded by softwoods. And one is a hardwood surrounded by hardwoods. These are the four kinds of tree. In the same way, these four people, similar to trees, are found in the world. What for? One is a softwood surrounded by softwoods. One is a softwood surrounded by hardwoods. One is a hardwood surrounded by softwoods. And one is a hardwood surrounded by hardwoods. And how is a person a softwood surrounded by softwoods? It's when a person is unethical, of bad character, and their followers are the same. That's how a person is a softwood surrounded by softwoods. That person is like a softwood tree that's surrounded by softwoods, I say. And how is a person a softwood surrounded by hardwoods? It's when a person is unethical, of bad character, but their followers are ethical, of good character. And how is a person a hardwood surrounded by softwoods? It's when someone is ethical, of good character, but their followers are unethical, of bad character. And how is a person a hardwood surrounded by hardwoods? It's when someone is ethical, of good character, and their followers are the same. These four people, similar to trees, are found in the world. Vipers. Mendicants, there are these four kinds of viper. What for? One whose venom is fast-acting, but not lethal. One whose venom is lethal, but not fast-acting. One whose venom is both fast-acting and lethal. And one whose venom is neither fast-acting nor lethal. These are the four kinds of viper. In the same way, these four people, similar to vipers, are found in the world. What for? One whose venom is fast-acting, but not lethal. One whose venom is lethal, but not fast-acting. One whose venom is both fast-acting and lethal. And one whose venom is neither fast-acting nor lethal. And how is a person's venom fast-acting, but not lethal? It's when a person is often angry, but their anger doesn't linger long. That's how a person's venom is fast-acting, but not lethal. That person is like a viper whose venom is fast-acting, but not lethal. And how is a person's venom lethal, but not fast-acting? It's when a person is not often angry, but their anger lingers for a long time. And how is a person's venom both fast-acting and lethal? It's when a person is often angry, and their anger lingers for a long time. And how is a person's venom neither fast-acting nor lethal? It's when a person is not often angry, and their anger doesn't linger long. These four people, similar to vipers, are found in the world.